Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. Looking forward to our time today and the video that we have planned for you. I trust that you're enjoying these videos, and I certainly encourage you to go to the YouTube channel. You can subscribe at Adventures in Grace, or you can go to Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page and follow us. Well, we have some wonderful things to share with you today that continue to keep us in the same track that we've been going, which is helping you to develop a very intimate and tangible relationship with God. We're always going to use the word tangible because God should be real to you. What we say often is, let's let God come off the pages of the Bible that we read and love and get into our lives. It's one thing to read about somebody else's experience in the Bible. It's another thing to have your own. Number two, that you would get your prayers answered. And number three, that we can share these testimonies that we're receiving of God's wonderful love and grace with others. So as we always have, we'll continue just to share Matthew 11, 27 to 30, where it says in the Message Bible, "Now Jesus resumed talking, yet now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say." This is a unique father and son operation coming out of father and son intimacies. No one knows the son the way the father does, nor the father the way the son does. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. What a tremendous invitation from our Lord to experience God in the same way that he did himself. So some of the things that I'm going to share today may be a little bit of a recap, and yet we'll continue to go in a little bit of a different vein. You understand that there's many different sides to a mountain, and you're on the same mountain, but you're seeing different perspectives, okay? And so today we're going to look at some things called acknowledgement. We've talked about that at the very beginning of our series of YouTube videos. In fact, if you're hearing something today you haven't heard before, I encourage you then to go back to the very beginning, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, through about number 10 or 12, that really begin to show you some of the things that I'm sharing with you even today. We'll constantly recap some of these very important elements to a relationship with God. We want to encourage you, obviously, to read the scriptures, listen to the scriptures we're giving you, meditate on these things, for the truth will continue to reverberate within your heart and help you to make better choices each day. But the kind of things I'm sharing with you right now, and I have shared at the beginning, are the kind of things that you can walk with on a daily basis, where God starts to become real to you and he makes sense to you. So we're over in John chapter 8, verse 32, and you know it says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Well, you know it's the truth that sets you free, and it's not just any truth, it's the truth that you know. That word "know" also means experience, and so the truth that is real to you, the truth that is that you experience is what sets you free. So we're wanting to share something with you that can become very real to you, and in the process, it begins to liberate you and set you free. As we go on here, it says in Philemon 1 and verse 6, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. And as we've made reference to before, when you begin to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ, you begin to vocalize things about him or things pertaining to him. So as the scripture says, your faith becomes effective. Now, we want to hit the bullseye with our faith. Amen. We thank God that we follow him and walk with him and live with him and pray in faith. Well, that just means we have a conviction. We have a belief. We're involved with truth. And that truth is what will manifest in our lives. So we want that truth, and we want our faith in that truth to become effective. We want to hit the bullseye. Well, notice here, the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus is one of the helpful ways for your faith to become effective. Now, acknowledging is not just vocalizing, really acknowledging every good thing. which simply means all throughout the day, you can begin to see and find God's grace everywhere in your life. We've talked about some of these principles and how simple it is for anybody and everybody to begin to connect with God. In fact, there are people that do not even know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior that are acknowledging the beauty of what God has done in creation, have such a wonderful appreciation for the beauty of what God has done through his creation, that there's actually a sense of spirituality about them. Now, that doesn't cause them to walk into heaven's gates because they've acknowledged the beauty of God's creation. I used to sit on a mountain peak and I used to look over the horizon and I used to thank whoever it was up there for making what was. Well, that's actually good as far as becoming more spiritually minded, but Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father except through him. Now, I will say this, when your heart is open to what God has actually made, God will begin to lead you and guide you right to Jesus. Now, without getting off from where we're going, I want to make sure you realize that acknowledgement is not just vocalizing. Your acknowledgement of God and what he has done becomes an invitation for God to begin to work in your life. And that's one of the most important things you need to understand. A relationship is very interesting. You know, you don't just have a great relationship because you have a great relationship. There are things that you do that promote a great relationship. And one of those things is the interaction that you have with one another. And the things that you say and the appreciation that you have for one another begins to invite more interaction. I trust that you understand that, but it's very simple. It's like the law of seed time and harvest. If you'll sow seeds of appreciation, you'll reap the benefits of the other's involvement and participation in your life. And that kind of relationship back and forth begins to grow and develop. And you begin to actually have warm, wonderful feelings, greater interaction, more tangibility. And as a result, you have tons of testimonies between the two of you as individuals that you are beginning to experience that you can share with other people. Well, put this into relationship with God and you can see just how very, very important it is that we acknowledge him in all things. Now this goes back over into Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not at your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your paths. Again, let's remind ourselves that acknowledging God is not only vocalizing, but it's an invitation because of your appreciation for God being involved in all your ways. Now, that scripture says a lot of things, and we'll just take a moment to say, if I'm to invite God, acknowledge him, vocalize my thoughts about him in all my ways, and he's asking me to do this, then what does it say that God actually is involved in every single thing you do? And you would say, well, I just don't see him. Well, that's because you're not aware of him. And this relationship or interaction with him is where you start to become aware of God in all your ways. I just from even doing these videos and the short time that we have, and of course, working these principles, God is becoming even more and more real to me. And you would say, well, wasn't he before? Yes, but it's a never-ending relationship of tangibility where you become so much more confident in the things of God because of your interaction with God. So if something rises up and there's something going on in your life, a crisis here or there, or some problematic difficulty in your body, the more God is becoming real to you, the easier it is for you to relax and just put all the onus on him and realize this is simple. This is already paid for. You know, people say those things with a nervousness and with fear in their lives. And if they don't say it enough, they don't feel like God's doing it, like they got to help God out. We don't have to help God out. He really does extremely well doing exactly what he does. And he is a loving, tender father who cares about us compassionately and desires to bless us in all things. And therefore, he sent Jesus to actually finish the whole work for us and get us out of the way so that we could sit down in heavenly places. And the whole idea that you're sitting with Christ in heavenly places means you don't really have to do anything. You just need to believe to watch God begin to work in your life. And believing is, as I've said before, in being involved. I'm going to say that again. When you believe in God, that means you're involved. And if you're seated because he's already finished the work and you're believing in him, your belief involves you in what God is doing all day long. All right, come on, let's see a couple more of these thoughts here, because this is going to be important, what I'm getting ready to say. And I trust that you'll understand this and not take offense to it. But while so many Christians will embellish the wonderments of Christ. Now, when I say that, I know someone's going, wonderments, did you make that up? Well, if I did, it's still okay, because think about what I'm saying. In other words, oh God, you're so amazing, you're so beautiful, you're so wonderful. Well, he is. And our praise and our worship must go up to him in those measures. That's part of what we see even in heaven. The 24 elders are constantly worshiping God. Great is our God and our King, who deserves all the honor and the praise and the glory. Yes, there's great glory given to God, but in the midst of us giving such wonder and glory to God, is it possible we're missing the smallest of little things that are all around us at all times? Well, this is very, very important, because not only could we be missing in our praise and our worship unto God that in our life he's involved, but we could also be missing the distortions of the world. You say, well, what did that have to do with it? Well, let's just for a moment go back to, and please, I'm not getting into some foreign religion with a yin and a yang, but there is a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And as a result of that, evil was brought in with the good. Well, that wasn't God's intention. So in the earth, there's evil, and in the earth, there's good. And so you could be focused on the good and not realize that there's also a distortion of the evil. Okay, let me say it to you like this. In my room right now, in my office, there's, I don't know, about 6 different outlets. That might be more than there are. Maybe there's about 5. We just moved into this home, and so I haven't gone around and counted them. I'm just guessing based on what I've seen as we put the furniture in. There's about 5. What if every single outlet had a plug into every area where a plug could be received? Well, what if I came into this room right now and I desperately needed to plug into something? What would I have to do first in order to put a plug into the wall? I would have to take a plug out of the wall. So much of our search for Jesus is trying to find him with our plug while we have all of our plugs filled with the way that we do life. And the way that we do life is in a world full of distortions. So while we've got our plug trying to plug in, we've already got our plugs thoroughly in the receptacle with energy or electricity coming out into those wires, which means most likely where we have our plugs, that's the world that's most real to us. And that's what I mean. And we're going to stop with this right here today. I'm just introducing this particular subject here about letting God become so real to you, or putting everything on Jesus while we recognize the distortions of this world. There's nothing good about the flesh and the world. And the more real the flesh and the world is to you, the less real the spirit will be to you. This really is a good illustration. It might be hard to wrap our brain around about it, because while we're always focusing on what is good, we think that's going to continually bring about every awareness of God. And our faith becomes effective by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you, which is true. At the same time, let's become aware of the distortions of life so that we can unplug from things that we don't even know we're plugged into. Which does what? It makes receptacles available, and it allows us to grow our relationship and plug into God where he becomes so real. I'm going to explain this a little bit more the next time that we get with you. And as you begin to see some things unfold, I think you'll really begin to appreciate that as we begin to share some things about the flesh and the world, this is not to bring condemnation to anybody. It's to bring awareness to the possibility that we actually are very involved in the world with our flesh. And it's taking away from the desire of our heart to plug into God with our spirit. Well, one of the stories that we have of God's grace, this is a friend of mine that, and I encourage you, oh my goodness, you have to send in your grace stories. God is everywhere and he's involved in your life at all times. And if you're starting to open up your heart to seeing grace everywhere, then you'll have stories as simply as this. One of the stories here from one of my friends was I was putting a gift card onto my phone from Dunkin' Donuts when I realized I had scratched off the last few numbers of the code. I had used a knife. I said, Lord, you know the numbers. I proceeded to put the numbers in like I was reading them right off the card. Praise God, I got it. Well, isn't that interesting? You know, you may think, well, that's just such a simple thing. Yeah, but would you have thought of that? What's the possibility you would have thought, okay, I just ruined this gift card. Is there a way I can call corporate? Is there a way I can walk into Dunkin' Donuts and see if they'll give me another one? Because this one hasn't been used. All the different things that you could do. It's kind of like Elijah with the little twig. All the things that we could do to get that axe head out of the water. Well, I love that she turned her attention to God and said, God, you can help me with this. What are the last three numbers? And proceeded to put those numbers in, and they were the exact numbers that were correct. That's a great grace testimony of yielding to God and giving to God your thoughts when it would have been so easy to give to the world your thoughts. Well, until next time, this is Jim Hockaday, just enjoying these videos so much and trusting that you are, but inviting you to be with us every single Tuesday and Friday. And please let others know if this is blessing you, bring them onto the show, get them to subscribe. I could care less if we have 10,000 subscribers or not, if we have only 100. My goal in this is how well can you who are listening begin to enjoy the benefits of a relationship with God. God bless you. See you next time.